All right, folks, you're coming into the second Modern Jackassery podcast. I'm Chris Howell. I got producer Luke over there manning the boards.
What's going on?
Yeah. All right. Big news here happened in the last week, though.
I know. It's been a crazy week, to say the least.
I'm inundated with material today.
The week off started Sunday with the Grammys.
Awesome. I loved everything about the Grammys, by the way.
So did I. Except for you two opening the show. I'm just kidding.
I was about to say, how dare you?
I just did that for you.
How dare you?
I just did that for you.
The YouTube opening was amazing.
It was very nice.
I'm looking forward to everything U2 this year. This is the year of U2 again.
Is it?
I'm calling it.
Are they going to win a Grammy next year for their stuff this year?
I agree. U2 is going to be one of the first bands to actually open up the Grammys 2 years in a row.
Really?
I'm calling it.
All right.
What is it? It's February 12th today.
We need to call some sports betting place and see if they can put that on the board.
I'm going to look up Bodog here.
There you go, Bodog. that guy just became a billionaire last year.
Really? The Bodog guy?
Yeah. He created it in like 1994.
Really?
Yeah. It's been around for that long. Like, I never seen anything about Bodog until like recently.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, within the last 3 years, that's when I've seen Bodog show up.
He's been up and running for 15 years, and like, he just became a billionaire.
He's a billionaire.
Yeah.
That's a thousand times a millionaire.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. If you do your math right, I promise it.
That is a lot of math.
That's a lot of zeros there.
Yes, it is.
I impress myself sometimes.
But yes.
That's what happens when you have never taken a math course in college. You get to do math like that.
That's true.
A billion, that's a lot.
Well, it's weird, like, yeah, I know, we've already gotten off topic, but, like, I always say, like, oh, I'm never good at math. My brother's an accountant, but, like, he's awesome at math, but me, like, I know how to count stuff really quickly, and, like, I do inventory, you know, and I can add stuff in my head really quickly, like, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, formulas and, like, percentages and, I have no idea.
Yeah, I was in Costa Rica there for that week, and it took me, I was back home by the time I figured out how to do the Fahrenheit to Celsius kind of formula.
Oh, that's right, because it's different.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, it's like, oh yeah, it's 25 degrees Celsius outside. I'm like, what?
Like, do I need a coat? Is it cold?
What are you talking about right now? I don't even know what you're saying.
I'm freezing. Why is that?
What's going on?
I don't understand.
25 degrees Celsius. I don't know what's going on. I'm so lost.
I didn't realize that they had a different... they go by Celsius, not Fahrenheit.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
Celsius.
Does the whole... Like, that region, does it all go by Celsius? It must.
I reckon.
Hmm. Interesting.
I know the speed limit out there is also about, 100 kilometers an hour.
Yeah. You're like, oh, God, you're going too fast. Slow down.
Exactly. I'm like, what the hell are you people doing? It's in kilometers, idiot.
You're going to kill me.
You're looking at the wrong needle.
That's right.
It's going to murder everyone on the road, including me.
Costa Rica. I would love to go to Costa Rica for a week.
It's worth it.
Was it fun?
Yeah, it was good times. No joke. It was really good times.
Is there a lot of tourists that go down there?
Yeah, there is a lot of tourists.
Is there?
Yeah. A lot of idiots myself. So
they're looking for like the McDonald's and the Burger King and.
It's funny you bring that up because one of my roommates, I don't think she even knows where Church's Chicken is in Las Vegas. Yet all of a sudden she's like, "Man, I could really go for like some mashed potatoes from like Church's right now." I'm like, "You know how far you I guarantee you haven't had Church's Chicken in like." 3 years. What are you even talking about right now?
Yeah, she's just pulling out her ass.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I call shenanigans on this whole thing right now. I mean, it's no joke, though, that immediately after we got back to America, we both had hamburgers.
There you go. Like, of course.
I'm going to In-N-Out today.
That's right. There's actually, I mean, at least from where I live, there's a Church's Chicken and an In-N-Out pretty close. So.
To here?
Mm-hmm.
No joke. I did not know that.
Maybe during the break we do that.
All right, we'll figure it out.
We'll see what happens. Anyway, back to the Grammys.
Yeah, back. Whoa, that was whoa.
See, we already went off topic. We've only been 5 minutes in. You know, that's pretty good.
All right.
That's a good start.
Speaking of things that should be on Bodog.
Yeah.
How long will it be until
we go off topic?
Completely go off topic.
So, all right. U2 was a good opening. I liked everything. Obviously, the story was Chris Brown wasn't there. And Rihanna wasn't there either.
Yeah.
And they were both supposed to perform.
I wonder what that was about.
I don't know. I think there was something in the news about it.
All I know is Chris Brown's an asshole. Really. Like,
my friend on his Facebook page called him Chris Bobby Brown. He's already got that
touché.
Mark. He's already got that mark. That's not a good sign.
Yeah, I really love, like, Chris Brown. Chris Brown seemed like he had everything together. He was like 20 years old, you know? Like, wow, this kid's 20. He's a millionaire.
Yeah.
Staten, Rihanna.
Right. He's good.
Yeah.
Everything's good.
And then, like, not only was, like, the act of, like, beating up Rihanna bad, but it was, like, the act of, like, also biting Rihanna.
He bit her, too?
Yeah, she had bite marks on her.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll have to look at that,
and
I didn't
left
see
her
that.
Out in the street.
Oh, yeah, I heard he fled the scene.
Yeah, he fled the scene. He, like, kicked her out, and then he, like... No, actually, he got out of his own car, his own rented, like, Lamborghini, and took off. I'm impressed.
See, you know, and, like, you see that on television, like, television shows, when, you know, like, the cops show up, and then everybody runs. It just makes it matter. Why are you doing that in real life? Like, I don't understand that.
Oh, yeah. Like,
just stay there. You screwed up. Just turn yourself in. I mean, he did turn himself in, but, like, you know,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't get it.
You know what's funny, though? I just recently got my hair cut, and I was talking to my hair. The person cuts my hair, and she's...
You're like, talking to your hair?
Yeah, well, I wasn't talking to my hair necessarily, but I was talking to the person who cuts my hair.
Goodbye,
who
hair.
Shortened,
I'll miss you.
Yeah, she shortened my ears, you know? She lowered my ears
lowered
a little
your
bit.
Ears.
And anyway, we're talking about this very incident. And she said, well, the rumor is that Chris Brown got an STD from Rihanna.
Ooh.
And I was like... You know?
Now that's a different story.
See, that's a completely different story. Like, whereas coming into it, I'm like, Chris Brown's a total dick. And that guy deserves everything he gets. And I hope he more than loses his sponsorships.
I think he's lost one. Doublemint has suspended his campaign, whatever. Like,
oh, yeah. Wrigley.
Yeah, Wrigley. Yeah.
I bet he makes a ton of cash on that one.
Right. But, that's, still. Depending, you know, whether you get an STD from somebody, it doesn't mean you should beat them up. Still, doesn't matter.
Really?
I don't think so.
Here's the thing. What if I think that the STD itself also comes into consideration.
Yeah.
Okay, like as terrible as it sounds, like okay, she gave you gonorrhea. That sucks. She probably cheated on you. That's a bummer. But.
Yeah.
It's also treated with a cream, you know? Now, if she gave you herpes, I think I'd be severely more upset. Because that is like luggage. There's no cure for herpes.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Maybe I am a terrible human being, and I will announce this anytime anyone asks.
I think it's already been apparent.
Well, I can condone spousal abuse in cases of if she gives you an STD and which one.
No comment.
Oh, how dare you.
I plead the fifth on that one.
Okay, well, I'm just saying if you get herpes and there's no treatment for it or anything like that, you can get treatment, I guess, because they have, like, those pills and they'll suppress outbreaks.
Right, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. That's still not cool because there's no cure, all right? If it's, like, something I can treat with a cream,
yeah.
I am severely less upset. Yeah. I'm not going to beat you up for it.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, yeah, herpes is a different... Sure, one in, like, six people, I guess, have herpes.
Really?
You heard of this?
Wow.
Statistics, like, one in six, one in seven. A lot of people have herpes. That's why you can't share glasses.
Well, there's two of us. We just need four more people to confirm this.
Yeah.
If that's actually true.
And unfortunately, we live in Las Vegas. I guarantee the odds are a lot higher.
Well, yeah. You go to a strip club, I'm sure that they're floating exactly. around somewhere.
Exactly. I would just not be ordering any... I'll order my beers out of a bottle
yes.
at a strip club. Yes. I don't want your glass, okay? I don't think I'm ordering a cocktail.
I will not be purchasing food at your strip club.
Exactly. My strip club would be very clean, though.
Yes.
I would make sure everything's taken care of.
When we were in Bend, they had steak, like a steak dinner at the club we went to. That was one of the best steaks I've ever eaten.
I think everyone always tells me how awesome.
I don't know
awesome.
What it is, but it was awesome.
Everyone who, like, I remember that there's this one place in Portland that's, like, world famous for their steaks, and it's, like, a strip club. Like,
dude, it was great. I don't know why, it just was great.
You know why? Because they got a man back there working
true.
That grill.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
And that guy knows how to grill.
That's right.
He
has one job, and it is to cook steak
exactly.
perfectly.
He's catered a few Super Bowl parties
right.
in his lifetime,
yes,
I guarantee
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Some bachelor parties, I'm sure.
He knows how to barbecue.
Yeah.
Yeah. That Chris Brown thing. It makes you think when you go, if you got an STD.
Wow, I didn't know that. I have to start digging and look at the articles and see, because I didn't know that was the reason.
See, I can't confirm this.
That's a rumor?
That's the rumor. Okay. That's what my... Iris, my hairstylist, the person who cut my hair today.
Well, you know what? We'll call Chris Mortensen and Ed Werder.
Exactly.
And we'll have them confirm that.
See, you go with Ed Werder and Chris Mortensen. I was thinking Perez Hilton.
Well, you can have Perez Hilton confirm that for us.
I was about to say Perez Hilton.
There we go. Yeah.
Pink is the new blog.
That's
you know,
right.
TMZ. One of those guys. They definitely know.
We were watching that the other night, or we just had it on, and I was just watching it with the sound off, and actually it was pretty funny just to watch with the sound off.
Oh, I guarantee it.
It was better than watching it with the sound on. So.
I would hope that they're better with the sound off.
Yeah. Anyway, back to the Grammys. All right, your girl,
that's
MIA.
My Sri Lankan princess.
Full-on preggers do that day.
Do the very day she performed.
And
I love everything about it.
Her outfit was... It was indescribable. It was... Maybe you can describe it. I can't.
The see-through bikini?
Yes.
And,
with fishnet?
Yeah.
Yeah. While pregnant?
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm all about it.
And the giant shades.
More power to her. I'm all about it. I couldn't be more like enthusiastic. Like I saw her come out, and I'm like, "This is awesome." Like,
and they did one of my
super 9 months pregnant. She's about to pop any minute now.
And they did the song that I really like, you know, which was awesome just to see all those guys on stage.
Yeah,
that was a lot of fun.
I honestly, the Oscars are in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's February 22nd. Mark your calendar.
Yeah,
anyway, I'm going to go home today, and I'm going to get on my knees, and I'm going to pray. I'm going to go, please don't let MIA have this child that's due. It was due now. This is a Thursday?
It's Thursday. Yeah.
All right, it was due 5 days ago, this baby.
Hold out for another 2 weeks.
I want 10 more days.
10 more days.
10 more days. I want this child to be in her.
So she
can perform at the Oscars.
She's supposed to perform?
Yeah, she has a song there for Slumdog Millionaire that's been nominated for an Oscar.
Nice.
I'm just, please let this child stay in her belly.
But you know what? Okay, no, think of it this way. Say the day after the Grammys, she has the baby. She's got 2 weeks to, or 10 days to, you know, hang out, recuperate, and she could still be at the Oscars.
She can't miss the Oscars.
I know, what I'm saying is she can still, you know, even have the baby and still go to the Oscars.
I don't get it. No, I'm good. Anyway, the thing I'm most excited about would be, like, the outfit she wears again. What can Elle do?
I think the Oscars would be a little step up from the Grammys. I don't know. I mean, the Grammys is pretty big and everybody wears tuxes for the most part. But, I don't know. No.
Yes.
No. We were watching this, and Brie is not the biggest Kanye West fan. Yeah, she likes some of the stuff she did. And I actually I like the fact that he did American Boy for his first performance.
Yeah, that was a great.
And we were talking about, it's like, is it us or does he look like Lionel Richie? With the way his hair looked, and it was like shaved and kind of in a mullet fro, like he looked like Lionel Richie.
He almost had the Jerry curl, like,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Lionel Richie look going on.
Yes.
Yeah, I can buy that. But I'm a big fan of Lionel Richie.
Though. Oh, me too. I love Lionel Richie.
All night long.
I love me some Brick House. Yeah.
Oh, you like
Commodores, my friend. Baby. But Lionel Richie by himself, hello, where are you?
Like, hello, is it me? Anyway, yeah. Yes. But, oh, I love Lionel Richie.
It was just funny because I was just like, yeah, he looks familiar. What does he look like? And I was like, oh, he looks like Lionel Richie with his hairdo. Just...
Looks like Eric LaSalle from Coming to America.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm telling. The other performance I really liked from the Grammys was the Paul McCartney.
That was good.
That was really good.
That was really good.
Really strong performance too.
Yeah, I did like that.
The performance I was most looking forward to that broke my heart the most though would have to be Radiohead's.
Like, I listen to Dan Patrick a lot, and he always talks about Radiohead, and he says he's not smart enough to understand him. And I listened to that performance, and I'm not smart enough to understand Radiohead either. I'm just not that smart. I mean, they're awesome. I just don't understand them.
When it comes to Radiohead, like, I kind of gave up, like, kind of trying to understand it, and I just would listen to the music they made. And it's really just beautiful music, like this last album, In Rainbows. Yeah. Blew my mind.
Yeah.
Honestly. Whoever listens to this and doesn't have that album, it was free, okay?
Was it?
Yeah, it was free. They opened it online, and it was like, nice. You pay me whatever you want for this thing. They basically just donated it.
Nice.
If you don't own that album,
I will
go get this
now
album
now.
I'll
have to buy it.
now you'll just have to get it for free.
That's true.
If it's still available that way. But anyway, yeah, totally worth it.
But that, yeah, it's just... I mean, it's a good plug for, I guess, USC's marching band, but, yeah, whatever.
I'm a little done, though, with the USC marching band.
Me too.
I'm severely done with it. It was on that Kanye West song, The Gold Digger. Remember when they performed the Grammys
right.
a couple years ago?
That's
they did
right.
the same thing. And that USC marching band was on. There's another song they did. A couple, like, another 2 years
before
that.
Wasn't it, like, Touch the Sky or something like that?
It might have been.
Yeah.
You know... It seems like they... yearly, that USC marching band shows up in some award show. I'm just kind of done with it.
The thing about USC bands, and especially at a football game, and I'm sure you've been to an Oregon-USC football game in your lifetime,
yeah.
And they play that damn song every time there's a first down or, you know... You know what I'm talking about. It's worse to see it in person, but even on TV, you can still hear it. You just can't get away from it.
It still echoes and burns through me.
It does.
I remember in 2001, I was living in Eugene and everything like that, living with my buddy Covert. And Covert had a...
His name is Covert? Like Covert Ops? Is that his name?
Swear to God.
Covert.
Wow. It's his last name, necessarily, first name is Chris.
Okay.
So, like, you know, it was Covert and Outlaw. That's the place.
It's like Covert, like, that's his first name? That's cool.
Nah, his family wasn't that cool.
Covert.
His parents weren't that cool. They were good people, but not cool enough to pull that off.
Yeah.
He also, much like me, wasn't really quite able to pull off the whole last name, first name kind of thing.
I don't know.
We've tried it.
You seriously? When I told that we were going to start doing this, I was like, yeah, my buddy Chris is going to come over. And it was so hard to say your first name. I'm like, I just go by Outlaw. You know, it's Outlaw. That's who it is. You know.
Oh, you spoil me there. You spoil me. But, I remember we went to this Oregon Doc USC game. Mm-hmm. I wasn't enrolled at University of Oregon. And we made me a fake University of Oregon ID.
Nice.
At our apartment, we made me a fake ID. And I remember going into this game.
Well, it wasn't hard to duplicate.
I just remember, I'm such a pussy. Like, I was scared to death scared to death of actually using this fake ID. The only thing that went through my mind was like, I'm going to get caught. I'm going to go to jail for fraud.
What are they going
to
do? They're not going to do anything.
They're going to send me in the pokey. I'm going to go to the Hooskow. I'm never going to be able to pay rent.
They're going to send you to Pullman.
Exactly. And, I remember going to this game, and I went right in, sat in the student section and everything like that with my University of Oregon fake ID, and it was against USC, and it was the only game the Oregon Ducks lost that entire season. I was heartbroken.
That's heartbreaking, dude.
The benefit, though, was that we beat the ever-living crap out of Colorado in the Fiesta Bowl.
I didn't see that.
And it was one of those things where it was like, okay, I'd rather dominate Colorado in the Fiesta Bowl than get the crap kicked out of me by Miami.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I think I'll handle just winning and murdering Colorado than getting the crap kicked out of me in the national championship game.
The years that I was at Wazoo, like, we had, let's see, my first year, I'm trying to think if we went to a bowl game. We did. We went to the Sun Bowl. We beat Purdue. We won that one. Then we played Texas in the Holiday Bowl, beat them. And that was when they had Roy Williams.
Yeah.
And, like Major Applewhite, I think, was there.
Dude, what year was that? That was, like, 03?
It was 01.
That was 01 as well?
We ripped up on Texas. And then in 02, I was so pissed, dude. Like, we beat USC that year in Pullman. Yeah. And then, like, in the span of USC's dominance, that was the last game they lost before they lost to Texas in the national title game in 06, 05, 06.
Wazoo should have a bit of a chip on their shoulder.
We do.
I was about to say.
We go through the rest of the season. We ended up winning the Pac-10, and we go to the Rose Bowl because we won the Pac-10. So, and USC was in the top, 10 as well, so they also got a BCS bid, and they went to either the Sugar or the Orange Bowl. And they got Iowa, and we got Oklahoma, and we got screwed.
You got smashed.
And we got smashed, yeah. I went to the game, and I just had a good time, we'll put it that way, but yeah, I was so pissed that we didn't get to play the Big Ten champion like we should have.
Yeah, you're at the Rose Bowl, you should be playing the Big Ten champ.
But no, they decided to screw us over and have USC beat them up, and yeah, and we got screwed playing Oklahoma.
I'm telling you, BCS is garbage.
It is, dude. I don't like it at all.
That's why we got Barack Obama in the White House now.
He's all about the playoff system.
The playoff system, my friend.
And the thing is, we're Pac-10 guys. There's no reason why the Pac-10 shouldn't have a championship game.
No, there's no reason at all.
I don't care. I mean, we already play an extra game. Wazoo played an extra game last year. We played Hawaii after we played Apple Cup. Apple Cup has always been the last game.
Yeah.
And then we played Hawaii. Put a freaking championship game in there. Like, what difference does it make? It's going to make more money for the conference.
Yeah, it'll make more money for the conference. And honestly, if they keep talking about trying to expand the Pac-10 like they've been talking about doing forever, and bringing Hawaii into the Pac-10.
Do you remember the a couple years ago when it was Penn State or Purdue was going to come into the Pac-10? And you're like, what?
Yeah.
Like, why?
Didn't make it any sense?
It'd be the Pac-11. I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm cool.
Even though the Big Ten is 11 teams.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
It doesn't make any sense.
But yeah. No, there's no reason why there shouldn't be a championship game.
No, there's no reason at all. And the Pac-10 is just strong enough and deep enough conference, I think, that can handle it.
I mean, yeah, we get at least four, maybe five or six bowl
eligible teams, yeah.
Yeah, every year where they at least go to a bowl. I mean, we might have seven teams that are eligible. We at least get five, bowl games or four. And usually two big ones, or whatever, but I don't know.
And it's also ridiculous whenever we always win all of our bowl games.
Right.
We always sweep the bowl games.
We went 5-0 this last season.
Yeah, we did not lose a single bowl game.
So, yeah.
The East Coast bias is so alive that, I mean, look at what USC did to Ohio State this year. They consistently do this, and I mean, we always win our non-conference games.
I was
like, it's ridiculous that we don't get any more appreciation out here.
And this year, I was hanging out with Jim. You remember Jimmy Brimmer?
Yeah, I know Jimmy.
He called me up and he's like, "Hey, you want to watch the Fiesta Bowl? It was Ohio State and Texas." And I'm like, absolutely.
Yeah.
I know Texas will win.
I'm excited for this.
And sure enough, Ohio State lays an egg yet again.
Exactly.
In a big BCS game, you know, showing that they don't need to be in the mix.
No. Ohio State's been garbage for years now.
It's just...
I mean, yeah. The national championship game against Florida was a complete mockery of college football.
That was awful. It was the worst game ever. Even against LSU the year before, it was awful. They just got manhandled.
I don't know who votes for these Big Ten teams all the time.
Well, and especially this year, like, I think the problem that I had was that they should have taken away the automatic berth from the Big East and the ACC. Because who watched that game?
Yeah, who cares?
I saw the final score. That's about all I saw.
Yeah, who cares?
Boise State should have been in there somewhere. You know, Utah should have been in a... I mean, obviously they were in one, but, like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the WAC should get an automatic berth, because the WAC has been pretty decent.
Boise State stands up.
Yes.
All the time. Hawaii has been touching... Well, I think since Jones left... Yeah.
Last year, like, they deserved to get to that game. They were just, I mean, obviously they were overmatched against Georgia. But, you know, they still deserved that chance to go.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, my family lives in Boise, and I've lived most of my life in Boise. I'm not a Boise State fan by any means. I will just say that publicly right now. But
I was about to say, let's...
But beating Oklahoma was, like, that was one of the most exciting games I've ever watched. Ever. Oh. Like,
yeah. I root for any team to beat Oklahoma.
Ugh.
100% of the time.
Yeah.
If you recall a couple years back when the Ducks beat Oklahoma in, like, the shadiest shade ball game of all time.
I loved that.
It was awesome.
I loved
just,
that.
It was nationally televised, and Oregon stole. Straight up stole the game away from Oklahoma.
That's true.
And I loved every minute of it.
I did enjoy Oklahoma beating the crap out of the Huskies this year. That was fun to watch.
Always fun to watch
the Huskies get beat up. But, you know, that's just me.
Back to the Oregon-Oklahoma game, though. Understandable tangent. Understandable tangent. I think my favorite thing about that was me and Jim changing the Wikipedia page on that game.
Did you?
Where we totally just went off. We're like, yeah, crappy Oklahoma fans. Like, it was the most one-sided, like, Wikipedia entry of all time.
Nice.
Yeah. It was exciting. It was good times. That's why I had to change my email address.
Several times. I do want to, like, you know, I had this laundry list of games I want to go see, you know, in my lifetime, like at Duke, North Carolina. Like, you know, like last night would have been fun to watch. Like, I want to go see a Civil War. That would really be a lot of fun just to watch, you know. Just to see, like, you go to an Apple Cup, you understand how much we hate each other.
Yeah.
I'm sure a Civil War is just as hateful.
Civil War, believe it or not, is the seventh longest rivalry game in the country.
Wow.
Or I want to say it's seventh, maybe. Now, after I say that, I think it may be the 12th longest rivalry game in the country. But I think it's actually the seventh. But yeah, super long.
On this show, it's the seventh.
Bitter, yeah, exactly. We don't check facts over here. That's just talk.
We don't have an HR department to check these, you know.
Exactly. I make a crappy podcast. Luke tries his best. I gave up a long time ago, people.
He gave up after
I gave
the
up
first
on
show.
Life a long time ago.
Well, yes. Yes, that's true. Yeah, like, you know, some of the big ones, like Texas Tech, that would have been a good one to go see this year. That was a fun one to watch on TV.
Yeah.
You know, like, Florida State, some of those big ones, like, that would just be a lot of fun to go watch in person.
World's biggest cocktail party.
Ugh.
And tell me how ridiculous that would be. That would be the greatest.
The backyard brawl. Ugh. I would love to go watch that.
Go see an Iron Bowl, too. Like,
yes, dude. Yes.
Yeah, really. College football really has the best rival. Like,
It does.
I think it's so much funner to watch, like, a college game than necessarily, like, a pro game.
Yeah. I just love watching college sports in general. It's a lot more fun. It's a lot more pure. I mean, you know, peered to a point. But yeah,
exactly. Well, the players don't get paid as much in college sports.
That's true. Actually, you know, my senior thesis in high school was about that, was whether college sports athletes should be paid or not.
Oh, they should be paid.
They should be. Yeah. Well, you know, they do get stipends, obviously, but they can't work very much. Yeah. And, I mean, you think of, like, especially the big ones, like football, basketball, and some baseball teams, I mean, they bring in a ton of money to the school.
Oh.
Like, a ton of money.
I mean, that's the thing. You can't, in the NBA, you can't make this law, this rule that says, hey, you have to go to college for at least a year. And you have to do it, and you have to volunteer, by the way. Yeah. You're not getting paid for any of this, okay? No. And you go, really? Why the hell on earth would I do this?
Yeah.
Like, I'm honestly surprised we don't see more kids going to Europe. Because they can go over in Europe, play for a year, come back, and go into the draft.
Yep, that's true.
Like, honestly, I want to know when kids are going to be smart enough that they can do this.
I don't know. I had a buddy that I graduated from high school with. He played at Gonzaga. Corey Violet. You remember that guy? You remember that name? Does that name sound familiar to me? Probably not.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
Anyway, he played, you know, played 4 years at Gonzaga and, you know, didn't... I mean, he could have gone pro. I don't know if he would have played or not, but he's playing over in Europe still, you know? And that's... I mean, I'm glad because he's actually still playing, so...
Oh.
Yeah. You know.
Do you ever read the Paul Shirley... Paul Shirley's blog or anything like that?
I haven't seen that.
Oh, it's great. It's all about Paul Shirley and how he's been, like... got out of college and he just plays pro basketball in Europe.
Nice.
And he, like, plays on a different team, like, every year.
Well, like...
So ESPN just gave him a column. Just to write. Like, all right.
Well, that one, remember the Stanford guy, Josh Childress? Like, he, now he's in Europe, just like, screw you guys, I'm gonna go make a ton of money in Europe. Like,
yeah, seriously.
You know?
If I can get paid three times the amount, let me go crazy over here in Europe.
Heck yeah.
Did you read that article about the, it came out on ESPN about 2 years ago, and it was about the Russians. The Russian Women's Basketball League.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how it's all ran by, like, the Russian mafia. And how they just get treated like royalty, all these girls.
Oh, I'm sure.
They get
sure.
treated to the world. They go on vacations all the time. They party all the time. And there's no accountability. And they just have an owner that just throws money at them and gets them whatever they want.
Dude, I would love that.
Who in their right mind doesn't do that?
See, that's, like, that's what I, like... I talked to Carly about this. I was like, why didn't you just go back and keep playing basketball overseas? She's like, oh, I don't know. Like, you could have been paid and just did whatever you want. But
yeah, seriously, I would have partied all the time. I would have no future. Carly was smart enough to...
I think it was already established that you don't have a future.
Exactly. Like, I live literally day to day. I have a couple... dollars, a couple ducats in my bank account.
You're gonna get that, you know, that condo and brewery in the brewery section in, you know,
yeah,
Portland or Eugene, then you're just gonna have to be a slug.
I really will be. That's my plan. I plan on hitting mega bucks. Hey. It'll happen any day now.
Exactly.
Day to day. And yeah, I'm gonna volunteer for the rest of my life, maybe. If I can get out of... I would have started the revolution a long time ago, but I bought a hammock. All right.
Bought a hammock and just hung out.
Exactly.
What were we talking about, the Grammys still? I don't remember.
Sure, yeah, we're talking about the Grammys. because we went from Radiohead and USC.
Right.
To a tangent into college football. And then that college athlete should be paid.
Damn you, tangents. But yeah, I'm tired of USC marching band and just USC in general. No, I thought the Grammys were overall very good. I think Robert Plant won a few too many awards. I love Robert Plant.
Good album.
It was good. He's in the greatest rock band of all time.
Next to the Stones, of course.
Yes.
Sure.
Well, I'll put it my way. Led Zeppelin is 1. Stones are 1A. Is that...
I'll give you a pass.
Is that acceptable?
I'll give you a pass.
All right. All right. Yes. The Stones are 1A. And the Beatles are 1B.
Sure. I'll give you it.
Remember the discussion we had about Yoko? Yes.
Yes.
They're 1B. Yes.
All right, fine.
Yes. But no, it was like... I was surprised that people you know, didn't win that should have, or, you know, whatever. Like, no, there was some good competition this year, which I thought was really good, so.
I think one of my favorite things, though, about the Grammys is how short a memory span they have.
Exactly.
Like, that's my favorite thing about the Grammys, is they have no attention span.
No.
Honestly, their attention span is shorter than my own. Okay.
The Oscars is the same way. Like, how many movies come out right before the voting starts? Like, tons do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just look at the MIA album. Like, that album is 2 years old. Yeah. Like,
right.
Only reason that song got any radio play, anything at all, was because of Pineapple Express.
Right.
And people who heard the album 2 years ago said, hey, wait a minute, I can use this beat and I can make Swagger like us. And that's the plan. That song, that album is 2 years old. Like, Paper Plants should have been nominated the year before. Like, I don't understand why it's in this category.
Hey, at least, you know, she got nominated, so that's good.
That's right. She, my Sri Lankan princess gets to make more music.
She's not having your baby, is she?
I wish.
Oh, no.
Anytime a pseudo-revolutionary artist from Sri Lanka, whose father was a straight-up revolutionary,
nice,
and made her and her family be refugees in England, that's what I'm all about.
Wow, that's quite the... quite the span of how she got to the Grammy stage.
Any artist that also has a problem getting her visa accepted to come back to America to finish recording on her second album because of said revolutionary father.
Yeah.
Also, yeah, gets my vote.
That would be a problem, yes.
Exactly.
Definitely.
State Department tends not to give out visas to some people.
Yeah. Or they don't give them out to the right people.
Exactly. That's why, coming back from Costa Rica, I was surprised they let me back in the country.
And they're like, no. Outlaw, you get to stay.
Exactly. Really? I'm going to leave you out here. Are you familiar with that Tom Hanks movie, The Terminal? Well, that's what we're going to do with you,
just
okay?
Just stay in the airport.
You're going to... you can go back to Costa Rica, or you can just stay and hang out in the international terminal. That'd be the sweet life. I got a duty-free shop there, man.
Hey, dude. What's wrong with that?
All right, moving on. Man.
Boy,
we still got A-Rod.
Dude, oh, man, we're 37 minutes deep. We haven't even dove into A-Rod.
A-Roid.
A-Roid. Ugh,
jeez. Love me some A-Roid.
All right, so here's the thing. I don't like A-Rod anyway. And I guess I wasn't surprised. Was I disappointed? Not really.
it's like expected anymore.
Well, I mean, like, the thing is like, I'm born in Minnesota, so I'm a Minnesota Twins fan. You know, I've seen the spectrum of Minnesota and small market, you know, and it's just like, baseball just kind of lost me. After Johan Santana left last year to go to the Mets, I'm just like, you know, I'm kind of done with baseball for a little while.
Understandable. And here's what's terrible, I think, about, like, the Minnesota sports system.
Yeah.
Is that you guys should all hate your lives. And anyone who buys a season ticket to a Minnesota Twins game, congratulations, you're an idiot. You do not ever pay any money to go see that franchise. You have... That owner is like...
He just passed away, though.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good riddance. I hope it hurt for that guy.
Well,
I really hope it hurt, because that guy's like the 10th richest man in the country, and he refused to spend a dime on his franchise. He just fleeced the town of Minneapolis for that new stadium. Like, the guys, it makes no sense. No sense at all when towns actually spend money on renovating stadiums that are perfectly fine. Like, it's been proven that in no way helps the town.
No.
It brings no revenue into the town. And yet you expect the town to pay for the team's stadium when the old one's just as good.
Right.
Come on, let's be realistic.
Yeah. So, like, yeah, and I know that they have a new stadium, you know, and the owner just passed away. His son's, I mean, his whole family is, you know, obviously in the front office, whatever, but, yeah, it's just hard, because, like, I just love Minnesota sports, and, like, last year, I was just like, you know what, I'm kind of done for the season. Maybe in October I'll pay attention, And they obviously got close to winning division, which they do every year. I mean, they always have a good team, and they figure out how to win, you know, divisions or get close. But they're never going to spend the money to be... I mean, obviously, they're not going to be in the realm of, like, Yankees and Red Sox, which is fine by me.
Hey, Kirby Puckett won the World Series there 14 years ago.
Exactly.
It's like 16 now, wasn't it? 92, right?
91. So, yeah, 18 years ago.
Yeah.
18 years ago? God, how old am I?
Seriously, I just did that math, too. I'm like, wow, I remember that.
Wow. I still have that on VHS.
They played... the Blue Jays, didn't they?
Braves.
The Braves.
But they played the Blue Jays in the, championship
series. ALCS.
Yep. But, it's painful. It's just painful to, like, watch, because you're just like, man, there's no reason why we shouldn't beat, you know, Red Sox or the Yankees on a good day, you know?
Oh.
But, yeah. Puts me in a somber mood.
I just killed producer Luke, by the way. I just murdered him.
I just went down in flames. That's right.
I mean, it's encouraging, though, that your owner died. Actually, as terrible as it sounds, it is truly encouraging.
Yeah.
At least the Sun may spend money, because that's always a competitive team.
I hope they do. They don't have to go after the huge guys. Just go after enough to get the team to win the division and make a rumble in the playoffs.
That's all you got to do. I mean, the AL Central is open every year.
Exactly.
That's all you got to do. You just got to make it and keep a competitive team. You got to win 85, maybe 90 games a year.
Yeah.
And you're solid. Okay? You're good as gold.
And the one year I really thought that we were going to go, like, to the World Series at least, was, what was that? Was it 01 or 02 when the Angels won? And like, we met Angels in the championship, and they just blew through us. Like,
yeah.
We just caught the Angels at a bad time. Yeah.
Yeah, it was
01. 01, right.
No.
Because I was at Wazoo at the time, so I can't remember what year that was, though. I was already old enough to drink, so it was at least 01.
Yeah, I mean...
In a bar. I was old enough to drink in a bar. Let me clarify that.
I'm old enough to drink legally.
Yes.
But, I mean... Yeah, really. Was that 01?
I think.
Because 01 was Yankees versus Diamondbacks.
So it was 02.
So it must have been 02.
Yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. 02, yeah. Fall of 02. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds better.
Yeah, we caught the Angels. Just, they blew right through us and then went on to win the World Series, you know. But that was the closest we came to getting there since 91. Yeah, it's just. No.
The Angels are the bane of my existence as well. Okay. As a Mariner fan.
Well,
yes. I hate that stupid team. Cannot stand them.
I feel
they're a thorn in my backside all the time.
Mariners, they're just...
I have a $100 million payroll.
They're awful.
And I lose 100 games. I'm the only team to ever pull that off.
It's funny, like, when the year they won, like, 115 or whatever it was. And I was like...
Oh, I cried my eyes out.
I was like, what is that going to get you? Nothing. You're going to lose in the playoffs. And I was like, nah, you're crazy. I'm like, swear to God, you guys lose in the playoffs, and sure enough, they got blown out.
I cried my eyes out that day.
Wasn't it 125?
Yeah, it was 123. Yeah, it was 123 games. And we lost to the Yankees, who...
Wasn't that first round, too? They lost in the first round?
It was in the first round. Jeez. I hated my life. Because I was living in Vegas at the time, and I was like talking to my boys. And I'm like, yeah, we got this thing. It's as good as gold. One more games than anyone else in the history of Major League Baseball. I'm holding the World Series trophy in my hand.
Nope.
No. My buddy Theo also lived up in Seattle at the time. And I was like, I was practically making travel arrangements. I was like, I will do this. I will be a millionaire. We'll have the greatest team ever. I was about to get an I Heart Ichiro tattoo.
Have they gotten to the playoffs since that year?
No.
Oh, jeez.
I don't think we've had a winning record since that year, actually.
God, how things turn so quickly.
Yeah.
I mean, at one point they had A-Rod, Griffey, and who was the other, like, who's the third? There was a third guy on that team.
There was Edgar.
Edgar. Still had Edgar.
Renter, Edgar Martinez. Jay Buhner.
Oh, yeah, Buhner was
the bone?
Yep. Still had him there.
Who?
I'm trying to think who else.
Randy Johnson was on those teams as well.
Right. Randy Johnson was still up there. Man. Yeah, they had it. They just couldn't. And the West is so easy to win. They could have. They should have ran through.
Back in the day, yeah.
Right.
Before the Angels got a new owner who decided to spend money.
Right, yeah,
what
exactly.
A dick.
Yeah, well.
I'm owned by Nintendo, and I still can't get a winning season. I hate my life.
That's just awful.
$100 million team and 100 losses.
That's bad.
Yeah. And then there's A-Rod. Who's a total dick.
Yeah.
Guy's dating Madonna. I remember when he was a little kid.
He was a stick figure.
Exactly. Before he juiced.
Yeah, that's right.
And he was only worth some of the money that Texas offered him. He's only worth most of it, I should say.
I think that's what disdained me, you know, part of, like, baseball. It kind of went down from there. It's like, and then I saw that contract with Texas, and I'm like, okay. I'm sure that you are the best player in baseball, but do you really need a half a billion or a quarter of a billion dollars? Probably not.
Exactly. When you're like a 24-year-old, 25-year-old kid and you're getting paid $250 million, the real crime is that Texas was still paying most of that contract until the Yankees just re-signed him.
Yeah. And now he gets more from the Yankees, so it's like $275 or something. Like,
yeah.
Really? Really? Come on.
I really hope his wife divorces him and takes
half.
Everything.
Yes,
I hope she takes
half.
Everything.
I know that she's filed for a divorce, I think, at least. I know that they're, you know, separated, obviously, but...
Well, he's been having sex with Madonna, nightly for, a couple months now. So, I really hope that she has filed for divorce.
Yeah. Well, I knew the whole, like, rumor set. I don't know if they've actually gone through the divorce, you know, set, you know, proceedings and whatever, but, yeah, definitely it's gonna happen, that's for sure.
Yeah, for her sake, I hope.
For her sake, yes.
For her sake, I hope she divorces him, like, today, and I hope it hurts A-Rod a lot. It's a funny subject, too, because my old roommate, Mad Mike, he's very passionate about the subject, and he's very interested in trying to get his word on the subject, as I say it.
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing about the A-Rod is it kind of, with everything that's happened in news and everything lately, I think we almost have forgotten the Joe Torre book and how awesome it is.
Oh, dude. Like, yeah, I mean, I don't care about Joe Torre, but I just think it's great that he wrote a book about the Yankee years and whatever. Like, just throw everybody under the bus that you can, because they all deserve it.
I don't think there's going to be a Joe Torre Day at the new Yankee Stadium next year, by the way.
I don't think so. Old-timer Day, I don't think he'll be invited to that.
Yeah, he won't. No, not a chance. I don't think they're going to be putting his plaque on the wall.
Yeah, I don't think so. Out in left field or whatever it is. Yeah. I don't think so.
I don't think you're going to see his mug right there.
Probably not.
Did you read any of the excerpts in that Sports Illustrated?
I did. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm very excited to read the Joe Torre book. Once I'm done with the book I'm reading right now, I will move on to the Joe Torre book. Who knew Joe Torre even saw the movie Single White Female?
Yeah.
Do you remember the part I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Where he compares A-Rod to Jennifer Jason Leigh's character in Single White Female?
That does kind of sum it up. Yeah, it's like, the whole thing about A-Rod is just like, he doesn't come off as, like, genuine to me. Like, you know, like, wants to do everything, like, perfectly and whatever. Like, dude, this... Fucking calm down. And like, I know you're in New York, but really, they're gonna rip you apart no matter what you do.
Exactly.
So what's the difference?
You're never gonna be able to please them.
No.
And that was what was so awesome about the Single White Female reference, is like, she was like this crazy Jennifer Jason Leigh, by the way. And people who haven't watched Single White Female, okay, Jennifer Jason Leigh gets stuck living with Bridget Fonda.
Right.
And actually, it's the opposite of her opposite. It's like Bridget Fonda ends up getting stuck living with Jennifer Jason Leigh. Jennifer Jason Leigh, like, tries to like do her best to like conform into this thing,
right.
And in the end, like Jennifer Jason Leigh tries to kill Bridget Fonda with a kitchen knife. Like, really, you're gonna compare A-Rod to Jennifer Jason Leigh in the movie Single White Female?
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah.
Honestly, I'd leave the lights on if I was Derek Jeter. Okay,
like, dude, like, okay, we were talking about this earlier. Like, just think about the fact, like, what would baseball and especially New York Yankee fans, like, what would they do if Jeter came out and said he had done steroids? Like, they would seriously kill themselves.
Oh, the entire Yankee dynasty would just roll over. Yeah. Like, there's no coming back from it.
That is a can of worms that, like, I don't know what would happen.
There's no coming back. You just go, well, I'm gonna forget about 91 on.
Yeah, pretty much.
And I'm just going to hate my life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's been the New York Yankee poster child for, you know, just comes to work, just does whatever, you know, wins, whatever. But, yeah, if that ever came out, it'd be over.
Yeah, his life is over. It's a done.
Yeah. And Yankee in general would just be over, I think.
Well, I mean, you think about it and you go, on that Mitchell report alone, wasn't there like, from that 91 team, wasn't there like 13 Yankees on it?
Oh, I'm sure that there was.
I mean, there's like 13 Yankees off of a one roster from one year who show up on the Mitchell report.
Right.
And you go, you just add one more on there with Derek Jeter. You'd cry that, like, all the Jeter especially.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't care about Jeter, but, you know, he's obviously been a great player, and he's a Jordan, you know, brand guy, and that's cool and whatever, but yeah, like, that would just be crushing to so many people.
Every child, every Yankee fan. I almost think there would be almost as much hatred for Derek Jeter as there is for, like, Mike Vick.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's almost comparable.
Definitely.
That people would be in that much... That people would be that angry.
I think so. Yeah, no, I definitely think so. It's all hypothetical. Just we're not, you know, confirming any reports. We're just saying.
I'm putting it out there. Derek Jeter juices.
Hypothetically speaking, if this happened.
He's a liar.
We got to clarify to your listeners now.
Trust me, all three of them are idiots.
All three of them are.
Trust me, if you listen to this podcast, there's only one other person who listens.
Ugh. Oh my god. We're already 52 minutes deep.
Wow.
That's gone
easy.
By so fast.
Easy. Let me tell you.
We can do another hour.
No big deal, baby. I got plenty of material.
We might have to stretch this into a longer show.
Oh, good times.
Oh, man. Yeah. At least we had a lot to talk about this week.
So yeah, exactly. I don't feel like my time is, well, I'm not wasting my time. I'm wasting my listeners' time most of the time. But
productivity is going down as we speak.
Exactly. I never wasted my own time.
That's right. You just waste.
I got nothing but time, sweetheart.
Waste other people's time.
Exactly. When this thing shows up on iTunes, watch out.
Yeah, productivity as a whole is going to go down by like 20%. Just, yeah, it's going to plummet.
Oh. Still not as low as my own productivity.
That's true.
Yeah. Let's see what else we got going on in the world of sports, particularly. That's what's craziest.
Just sports. Yeah, just sports. Duke, North Carolina last night. That was a lot of fun to watch.
I only wish there was a way both those teams could lose. Really, like, yeah. I sat there and I'm like, wow, I hate both of these teams so much that I just hope they would all lose. I'm so tired of just listening to hearing what these two teams are. And then you have Coach K versus Roy Williams. And, like, there's so much buildup about this game that, like, it goes nowhere.
Right.
And I just don't care.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing is, like, you know, ESPN is definitely guilty of this. It's like it's all East Coast bias all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If you sit on the West Coast, you can watch Fox Sports, you know, it's all West Coast.
Yeah.
Which should be. But yeah, it's just, you know, that, like, we always get mad, you know, because they don't never cover the Pac-10 like they should or whatever, except for like USC, and that's about it.
Yeah, they cover USC, and no one cares. And
right. Yeah.
Like I think the big tragedy of that whole UNC Duke game was the fact that Bob Stoops was there watching that game.
Was he really?
Bob Stoops was there watching the Duke UNC game. And meanwhile, the number 2 ranked Oklahoma Sooners with Blake Griffin are murdering a team. Like, really, Bob? Why are you watching your own basketball team? Like, why aren't you doing this? But must be nice to just be Bob Stoops, who doesn't care about the other teams.
He's not thinking about those, you know, 4 BCS championship games or 4 BCS games that he's lost or whatever. Like 5 in a row or whatever.
Seriously. Like, oh, wait, I'm going to forget the fact that I'm a total failure.
Wait, what was the last game that you won? Oh, that's right, it was against Wazoo. Yeah, that was the last one you won. That was a good one. Jerk.
That was it back, it was a while back, yeah, right, Bob?
Yeah.
Man, yeah, that guy, he was there in the stands during that game.
Wow.
What on earth does he have anything to do with UNC or Duke?
I don't know.
I hope his brother gets fired at Arizona, by the way.
Ugh.
Mark Stoops.
Yeah. I mean, they were pretty decent this year, but yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, Tua Tagovailoa was the only decent thing about that Arizona team.
Mm-hmm.
And my buddy Burrito is a big fan of Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah, we lost to them. Like, we shouldn't have lost to them. I know Wazoo wasn't that great, but we shouldn't have lost to Arizona either. That's okay.
It happens to the best of us.
All right. We'll bounce back.
Exactly. It's always next season, baby.
That's right. It seems like, yeah, USC is like that too. Like, everybody that leaves, Steve Sarkisian, like, what's his face?
Lane Kiffin, dude.
He hasn't even been there, like, a football season. He's already alienated everybody in the SEC. Like, I don't understand that.
Yeah, like, Lane Kiffin's already making jokes about Florida.
Yeah,
are you kidding me?
That's a smart idea.
I was about to say, watch Urban Meyer, the best coach in college football right now, just smash.
He's gonna pound Tennessee, dude. It's gonna be like 80-0.
It's really gonna be awesome. I really hope that game's televised.
Oh, dude,
I'm gonna take the day off work.
Dude, I bet you it will be. I bet you
it has to be televised, great. And I'm just gonna take the day off work. I'm just gonna be like, yep, I think I have to see this game.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm very excited about watching Florida just murder. Especially, Florida only lost a handful of players in the draft.
Yeah,
they still have Percy Harvin coming back. Tim Tebow still coming back.
Yeah.
They still have their running backs coming back. Like,
yep.
Yeah. I won't lose any sleep if I was Urban Meyer.
No. I think Tennessee's in for a hard butt whooping this time.
Like, honestly, like, the last season wasn't hard enough on Tennessee, like,
right.
Let alone, let's go make fun of the national championships, the national champions right now, and let's just go and blast them for no reason.
Yeah, no, not a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, your dad, you're lucky your dad is your defensive coordinator, okay?
Dude.
Your dad is far more qualified than you are.
I think we might need to refill on the beverages, take a break.
All right, let's do this thing.
We will come back shortly.
All right, folks, hold on. Don't change the dial.
That's right.
Let me just say that one over there, Maryland, I think that's the fastest in and out of all time.
Dude, and, you know, it's right by the college. It's got to be fast.
I blame In-N-Out Burger for destroying my metabolism. When I lived on that campus, it was night and day.
Yeah.
I used to be a skinny kid, and now I'm a fat piece of crap.
No, I wouldn't say that.
You spoil me. Anyway, yep, I'm back.
Yeah, there's the Chipotle, too, is right across the street, and I always go there, too.
Eh. No, not a big Chipotle guy.
No?
No, doesn't really do it for me.
More La Salsa. Yeah.
La Salsa is La Business. All right. I guess it'd be L Business.
L Business.
Probably. I think business might be masculine.
Yeah. Maybe.
I took 2 years of Spanish. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, so did I. I don't remember a lick of it.
Yeah.
In Fuego. That's about all I know.
Yeah, that's all I know, too. Thank you, Kenny Mayne.
That's right. That's right. Oh, man. So, what is our next topic of discussion?
I think we just were down to Brett Favre.
Brett Favre?
Yeah, Brett Favre.
I was kind of excited before he went to the Jets that, like, oh, maybe he'll go to the Vikings and stick it to the Packers. But, yeah, that didn't happen. But, I don't know. I mean, he did well. They didn't make the playoffs, but they still did well.
Oh, yeah. You know, the Jets' loss was the Dolphins' gain. Okay. Yes.
Oh, very true.
That's the best game of the season.
Chad Pennington, the quarterback that nobody wanted, decided to have a great year and take the Dolphins to the playoffs.
Near MVP, Chad Pennington.
Yes, yes.
That's the Bill Parcells boy.
Mm-hmm.
I have to give it to Parcells as being the most loyal executive, I think, in any sports franchise.
Definitely.
He has his crew of his boys, and you're just lucky if you can be a part of that.
Yeah. He does have a walkaway clause, though. I mean, he can walk away whenever he wants to.
Oh, yeah. He can bone out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because the Dolphins waived that clause.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because it was like 30 days or something, and then after they sold the team, they're like, yeah, you can just leave whenever you want.
Yeah, it's like, Bill, you're cool.
Yeah.
You got me into the playoffs, so you instantly made me way more money than I would have the year before.
Right, right. And they'll pay him his full salary, even if he leaves. So.
Yeah. He's already saying, though, that he's going to stick around for one more year.
That's good.
At least one more year.
That's good.
So, I'm excited about that.
They've got a decent team. You know, I know they won one game the season before, but, I mean...
In overtime, mind you. That one victory came in an overtime game.
But the talent, the talent's there. I think that they can do better. Yeah, and they can make the playoffs again.
I think so, too. I'm confident we can... we're not terrible anymore.
No.
Okay?
No.
You can't sleep on us, all right? My Dolphins. We only have the record for the biggest turnaround in one season with 10 wins.
Right, exactly.
I don't mean to toot my own horn or anything, but toot, okay?
Yeah, that's this team ashamed of it
is
at
legit.
All. Yes, definitely. Definitely. They have big names on there too, so
I got Sticky Ricky.
That's right, Sticky Ricky.
I got Sticky Ricky.
I like
Ronnie
that.
Brown.
Yeah.
Ted Ginn Jr. might show up for the game.
Mm-hmm.
He occasionally does that.
Mm-hmm.
And aforementioned Chad Pennington.
If they just keep running the Wildcat, nobody'll stop them.
I'm all about the Wildcat. That was the greatest thing of all time. I really love the fact that we opened that up against New England, and they had no idea what the hell was going on.
That was pretty funny.
It was like, oh, you might have gone almost undefeated last year, but I got some tricks up my sleeve.
Yeah, definitely.
And within the next 3 weeks, I think every team in the NFL had ran a play out of the Wildcat.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
It was awesome. We're trendsetters in Miami, okay?
That's right.
We're not just a town full of Jewish people and homosexuals, okay? Miami is a town not to be taken lightly.
Yeah. And drug runners. I'm sure there's some drug runners in Miami, too.
Drug runners, Cubans, a lot of Cubans.
A lot of.
We take all kinds in Miami, really. We don't discriminate.
That's right.
We don't player hate.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Exactly.
So, is he finally done? Is he not going to come back? Are you convinced that he's not just, he's finally done? Like, I
have to imagine he's finally done. After as much hatred as that Jets team has for him right now, I thought it was clear that he definitely wasn't coming back as a New York Jet.
I will be convinced when training camp rolls around.
That's not even good enough. Because remember last year, he showed up to the Jets the week before training camp ended.
How about the first game of the season, I'll be convinced.
Okay, that's a good time to be convinced.
Yeah. I don't know, dude. He could still play, that's fine, but you're done. Just hang it up.
I really, he never should have been a Jet to begin with.
No.
That's the thing that destroys the whole legend of Brett Favre. Like, the fact that he allowed himself to be traded and put on a jersey that wasn't Green Bay.
Packer, yeah. I mean, I did like the fact as a Viking fan that he left the Packers, you know, so we didn't have to see him again. But yeah, it's just, you know, just retire Packer and just go, you know, on your farm and
ride go your, back to Bama.
Ride your tractor and, you know, play, you know, play in your Doc or your Levi's jeans or whatever it is he promotes. I can't remember.
Wranglers.
There
yeah, it's
go.
Wrangler, my friend.
Wrangler. Play in your Wrangler. It's like,
oh, let me tell you. There's a lot of, he'll do a lot of nothing out there on that farm, I think.
He did it for 6 months and then came back. You know, it's like, yeah, no.
He has the Roger Clemens kind of problem where he just doesn't know when to stop. And you're going, all right. Who's his favorite? Brett Favre. He's been in the show 18 years. Man. I can't think about what I would do for 18 years.
I think it's so funny that a lot of people don't remember that he didn't start with the Packers.
Wasn't he a Bronco?
No, he was a Falcon.
That's right. He was a Falcon.
Falcons.
Drafted by the Falcons.
Yep.
Yeah.
He lasted like one season there and then they traded him to Green Bay.
Yeah. It didn't last long.
No.
It was a short stay.
That's right. Yeah.
All I know is Aaron Rodgers has got to be feeling like he's on cloud nine.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, just he had all the, you know, had the team there and whatever, but yeah, they still came up short the season, and he was the guy.
He was the guy, but I don't think anyone can blame him. Like,
no,
because
no way.
Brett Favre has been that guy who's just been lucky his entire career.
Exactly. Like, yes, exactly.
I'm sorry, I don't care who says it, but I'm putting it out there, Brett Favre. Was he really that great of a quarterback? He was above average. Is he Hall of Fame?
He's Hall of Fame.
Probably.
Is he top 10 of all time? I don't think so.
No, not a chance.
No.
Not a chance.
No way.
I mean, that guy, he threw the ball in the air, and it was either, it might be intercepted, might be a touchdown, who yeah. knows?
Yeah.
Like,
when he would play the Vikings, like, you just, like, cringed every time he threw, and you're just like, oh, my God, what's going to happen?
Yeah, he was entertaining in the sense, like, God only knows what the hell's going to happen right here.
Yeah.
I mean, John Madden would just rub his nipples every time that guy threw the ball in the air. He was like, oh, God.
Oh, Billy. Yeah.
Berman, between Berman and Madden. The two guys who look like they both came from Wisconsin, around waistline wise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love me some Brett Favre.
They were the biggest Brett Favre fans of all time.
Oh, yeah. Especially Madden. The greatest player ever, you know, to lace up sneakers.
Yeah, seriously. Like, that guy wasn't a big deal. I look forward to Brett Favre being gone.
Yeah, it's time to go.
Yeah, Clemens should have retired a long time ago. Brett Favre, this is his opportunity to
get it right.
this is your opportunity to make it. All the ancient has-been athletes that still have a little bit of talent left in them,
right.
just walk away.
Yeah,
it's like Quato from Total Recall, wasn't it? Like,
oh yeah,
walk away.
Right, that's right.
Oh, no, that was a... No, I'm thinking of Mad Max.
Oh,
remember the guy in the hockey mask there?
Yeah.
Just walk away. Walk away, and no one gets hurt.
See, that's the thing, like, you know, players that don't walk away, like, that's the thing that still... It kind of missed me about Jordan. It doesn't bother me as much as some other people, but, like, dude, you had it in 98. Just believe, and we all love you. We still all love you.
Yeah.
We buy your products and stuff, but... like, that was the perfect ending. He just walked away.
Instead, he came back in that Wizards uniform.
Yeah.
And now he just does a bad job of being a terrible executive.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I should say he does a good job at being a terrible executive.
I mean, the Bobcats aren't that bad.
They're not miserable.
Hmm.
But how much of that do you credit Jordan? How much do you credit it being the actual GM of the team?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
I always think about, like, Greg Maddux and how, like,
ugh, yeah,
how awesome he was. I mean, The guy's never been a power kind of pitcher. He always just threw crap, but it was like...
But he's been able to do it forever. Yeah,
he was, like, pinpoint accurate, and he could... That ball will always find its target. But really, just hang up your spurs in Atlanta. Don't go anywhere else.
Yeah.
And that's the thing with all these guys. It's like Clemens. They all decided to carry on their careers with the team they're... away from the team they're supposed to be on.
Right.
Like Maddox, he should have been Brave forever.
Yeah.
Brett, iconic. He's the guy that you identify with Green Bay.
Yeah.
Clemens.
I could even give
Clemens to...
even Maddox, you could go back. He should have been a Cub forever.
Yeah. I'll even take that. Before he got traded to the Braves in the first place. Yeah.
Or the Padres.
Like no one cares.
Yeah. Even Clemens, dude. Like, he shouldn't have left Boston way back in the day.
I would disagree, because I think that's when he started juicing, was when he went to the Blue Jays, and he got his career.
I know that's when he started juicing.
He actually was pretty miserable that last season there in Boston. Yeah. I'll give him adios.
Yeah.
Boston was smart to let him leave.
Yeah.
In exchange, they got Pedro.
Pedro's still pitching.
Yeah.
There's too many of them that just hang on. It's like, dude, please just go.
I really think they need like that one friend where they need to listen to like a real fan.
Yes.
And just listen to this guy, and he'll be like, look, here's the deal.
Dude, I love you, but you need to stop playing. Like, just stop it.
Just stop what you're doing right now. Hang up your spurs.
Yes.
Go to your farm. Get a hobby.
That's right.
Get a hobby and move on. Okay? Yeah. Build a bridge and get over it. Okay? That's what I'm telling you to do.
Build a bridge and get over it. I like that.
Thanks, Ryan.
To purse that. Build a bridge and get over it. Wow, that is insightful.
It really is. You like that?
I like that.
A little existential, you know?
I think that's going to be my new headline on my Facebook pages. Build a bridge and get over it.
Luke is building a bridge and getting over it.
That's right. Did you see mine yesterday? I woke up and I got up with the dog and stuff, and I was just like... and then I was like, Luke is back to reality in 3, 2...
Yeah, that's really like, I don't know. I'm so much more happier with Facebook. Like,
I am too, actually.
MySpace ran its course.
Yeah, he sold out and got his $530 million. He's fine.
Yeah, Tom's not losing any sleep anytime soon.
No,
he's not my friend anymore. Because I obviously didn't see a nickel.
That's right.
He didn't buy me In-N-Out just a minute ago. All right.
No, he didn't. Well, and the thing is like, I kind of actually respect the Facebook guys. They've turned down a lot of offers to sell that, and they haven't sold it. Like, they've turned down $1 billion from somebody.
I don't know. All this reminds me of that dickhead I went to high school with. Oh, the guy who started LiveJournal.
You went to school with that guy?
I did.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I swear to God, he went to my high school. The guy who started LiveJournal.
Wow. Somewhere right now, my ex-friend from Seattle is like cringing right now because he was on that all the time writing stuff on LiveJournal. Wow. LiveJournal.
Now I gotta remember. Brad Fitzpatrick was his name. The guy who invented LiveJournal. He works at Google now.
Of course he does.
Yeah. Well, that's where all, like, I think half my high school graduate, anyone who I went to school with around, if you went to Aloha High School between the years of, 97 to maybe 2001, I think there's a strong possibility you work at Google if you have any brains. Wow. If you're like one of the smart people.
Wow, really?
Okay. What was it? John Hawkins went to, the first guy I know to ever, he cruised through, got 100% on his SAT, got a full boat to Stanford.
Nice.
Yeah, he worked at Google, like, right out of Stanford, I think.
Jeez.
He was, like, real early in Google days. And then,
probably making good money then.
Yeah. Brad went from LiveJournal. He did LiveJournal, sold it, made a million. made a few million. And then he started up, I think he does, what's he, you know that Google program, the photo program?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. I think that was, like, his thing.
Really?
Yeah, total dick, though. Total dick. I'm putting it out there.
Wow. Ouch. That's a bold statement.
Really, I don't know. It sounds harsh because he never, he was just that cocky dude. All right, he was like,
yeah.
He wasn't necessarily like a dick. It was like the fact that he was just like that dude who knew he was like smarter and he knew he was eventually going to be a millionaire.
Right. Right.
Wasn't like a total dick to your face, but he was like that arrogant dude. And you're going,
yeah.
This guy, he's going to be something one day.
Yeah.
He's never done anything to me to piss me off or to screw with me personally.
Right.
He just comes off as the arrogant SOB all the time. Yep.
Yeah.
Brad Fitzpatrick.
Wow. You going to see him at that 10-year reunion?
Well, luckily, he graduated ahead of me.
All right.
So, yeah, I get to avoid that guy.
That's good.
I mean... Obviously, he'll be listening to me because everyone will listen to this podcast.
That's right. They will.
Yes.
They will stop what they're
exactly.
doing and listen to this podcast.
I'll get a strongly worded email from Brad Fitzpatrick into my Gmail account.
Probably.
One day.
Probably.
Be like, you are a total douche in high school, too.
That's right. Yeah. We'll say the second go-round is a lot better than the first go-round. Even if you listen to the whole first go-round, this one is a lot more put together and a lot better. So,
I'm putting it out there. I'm going to say first go-round, F+.
Yes.
This one, C-.
I would say C-. Correct. That's good.
I'm a little hesitant to give myself anything better than C-.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I can pull off a C-. Day.
That's a good starting point. The beer is helping.
C's get degrees, my friend. That's true.
C's and D's get degrees.
C's get degrees. That's all you gotta do.
Yeah. Like we say in Pullman, win or lose, we drink more booze.
That's right.
Yeah, it's a good way to live by.
What's the one in West Virginia? Let's go Mountaineers, let's go drink some beers.
Yep.
Yeah.
That
was always a good one, too. Alrighty. Well.
Cool, huh?
I think we blew it. Yeah. I think this is our ending point.
Our ending point?
Just making fun of terrible people. Well, successful people, I should say. Making fun of successful people who I went to high school with. That's where I'm leaving it.
Hey, that's okay. You know, we have a goal to shoot for, you know, and I think with this podcast, we'll help that goal, get that message out that we're not just two idiots.
Exactly. There's one definite idiot. Producer Luke, I give you more credit.
Oh, thanks.
All right.
I do what I can. So, next week, will we have a show next week, or are we going to wait a week?
I don't know. It's touch and go. All right, maybe next week, maybe the week after. Depends on how much, I mean, this week, really, honestly, I fell into a lot of news once.
It was really easy
this
show, yes. We'll have to see what the next week brings.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I'm praying for some tragedy to happen. And I think if there's a good tragedy in the next week, we definitely have a show next week.
All right, sounds good. I think it was another successful show, and now we can actually finish the show.
All right, let's do it. All right, this is Chris Allen saying mahalo.
All right, take it easy, fellas and ladies.